We're on the Kaftes Amud Beis, about halfway through the narrow lines, last word on the line, by Rabba. My Mele Beis Shammai, Nisuin Osin O Erusin Osin. So we're talking about Beis Shammai. If you remember when the Maimer is done, so we've seen it's basically like a Kenyan. Okay, to the effect that it's if there's another one that falls to him, it's Nidcha, the other sister, whatever. So it makes like it's like a Kenyan. So what type of Kenyan is it though? Is it a Kenyan like in Yisuin, like he's, let's say, married, or is it like only Arison, like engaged? So Amar Le Abaye Lemay Hilchusa. What's the Nafkamina here? Ilem Le Yorsha V'Letamila U'Lahafer Nedareha. If you want to say, well, I have to know if there is kiddush erusin or like kiddushin, or is there actual nisui? Because if in order to yorish her, if she dies, you know, it said he would yorish her, that's only if they're actually married, if there's nisui, not if there's only erusin. And v'latamila, and if he's a kohen in order to mitamir, that would also, we want to suggest maybe that would be the nafkamina, because if they're only engaged and then she dies, and he's a kohen, he can't mitamitor, as opposed to if they're married, or to be made for the neder of his wife by himself, has to be only nesuin. So if you want to say that maybe that's what we want to know, this, you know, that's enough, I mean, these things. So, hashta arusa bi'alma, tani rabbi chia, ishta arusa lo onen, v'lo mitamela, v'chein hi lo onenes, v'lo mitames lo, mesa eno yorsha, mesu govek subasa. So avad b'maimer mebaya. So if in the case of a Jerusalem Amos, we'll see. In other words, a regular class. What's maimer? Maimer is basically kiddushin. You know, he gives her money. He's a rebbe kudeshes. All right. So in the case of a regular arusa classic, we see that none of these things apply here. They're not. He's not married to consider like married to her when he gives in regular kiddushin. So Maimur, which is not a regular kiddushin, not like the kiddushin deraisa, you know, in the kiddushin deraisa, he's not considered married, like away all these things. We'll go each one separately in a minute. So surely, when it comes to Maimur, which is only derabanan, he's not considered the wife. So what's the shaila? Okay, so now what are these things? So Tani Rabbi Chiya, so Ishta Rusa Lo Onein. So he's low name means that if she dies, he's not considered an onen. There would be aser bechilas kochim, and velo metamela again. If he's a kohen and she dies, he can't be metameter because he's not his wife. Vechein he lones. The same thing applies on her side. She's lones. She can't eat kochim if he dies. Velo metameslo. Rashi will explain what that means. That sounds a little bit strange. Sounds like if she's a kohenes, you know, that she can't metame to him. We know that's not the case. Rashi will discuss that. Mesa and a yorsha. If she dies, he can't yorsha her again because they're not married. They're just engaged. And mesu, if he dies, govik subasa. That's if there was a ksubadanet erison, Rashi will say. Okay, so we said if Rafa Bamai, Ava Bamai, what's the Shiloh Vibai? Of course, in the case of Mamish regular, because it's not considered married, certainly not Legabe Maim. Okay, let's just see Rashi so far. Hashta Arusa, the Kedushin Lida, says Rashi, is Mamish Deraisa, Tadi Rabbi Chia, Ena Yorsha, Mimetamila, etc. So Maimer Yavamim, that's only Derabanan. Who? The Hamid Raisa is Yavamo Yavo Aleha Kasav Rachamana. Mibaye. There he has to be, you know, there's no such thing as Maimur Midaraisa. And so surely it's these things don't apply. Okay. Lo Onen, Rash says, Liyasar Bekochim, that if she dies, he's not considered Onen, they would ask him by eating Kochim. The Lo Mitama, in Kohen, who? He's a Kohen. The Halav Shero Hakarove Love, who he? She's not Karov, not considered married. V'chein he, same thing applies to her, lo onenes, she's not considered onenes, that it would be asr for her to eat kochim, liyot asr of a kochim. And here comes the difficult one, v'lo metames, and she also can't metame to him. No, they're not considered a mirror, that she would be able to metame. She can't be metame to him, right, they're not considered a mirror, that she would be able to metame. Eina tricha litasekvo. that she doesn't have to miss the sacred if he's died, because they're not considered married. The love dafka naka. So Rashi's bothered by, you know, why can't you be matam? What's so he says love dafka here. The lo matam is the habenos Aaron lois who's the relatuma. Not like when on the man's side and he's not allowed to because he's a kohen. If he's a kohen here, if she's a kohenis or something, it doesn't apply because the kohenis is allowed to be matamis. So as we see, lo who's the relatuma. Ella Aidi, the nakat lo nenes itzrich le nakat lo mitames. So we just threw it in there since we said already that we want to keep that we said by the man lo nen lo nen v'lo mitames. So by her we say lo nenes v'lo mitames. Let's love dafka. Nakat love v'lo mitames. The by the misnitarte the bidida. We're talking both sides bidida bidei with her with him. So therefore we just say both. But it's just really love dafka. It says kach shamati. But Rashi isn't like that so much. Velimire, he says, rather, what does it mean that they're not married, that she would be metame to him? Velo metama means kagon beregel. They're talking about during the Chag. She Yisrael mutarim alatuma. That Yisraelim, meaning men, women and men, they're during the Chag, during the regel, they're careful not to become tame. And we learned that from, you know, velasam lotigau barosh Hashanah. Therefore, but unless, of course, if the relative dies, then they would be, and he or she wouldn't be because they're not considered married. Govek subasa uid v'chadasavla mina erison, as we said, mitukma im v'perik ha-kosef. Okay, so we're still trying to understand why, what's the nafkamina between if the imaymer is nisuin erison or erison erison. So we continue. V'ela, what's Rava's question? Leinian maybe Mesir Lachopa. My. In other words, what's the strength of this mimer when it comes to Mesir Lachopa? Do we say Nisuin Oseh Velo Baye Mesir Lachopa? Or Dilma Erisin Oseh Ubaye Mesir Lachopa? Okay, meaning that, first of all, what's Mesir Lachopa? So Mesir Lachopa, in those days, they used to get engaged and do Kiddushin, and the woman would stay by their father's house for like a year, and then afterwards she'd go into her husband's domain, you know, after the Azor, and that's the Nisui. So that's going, so this coming into the husband's domain, that's what Chuppah is. That's what we do today. That's one of the things Sibach, we have the Chuppah, and then she comes to the, you know, he's standing around Chuppah, and the wife comes into under the Chuppah. That's the, it's reminiscent of this. Anyway, so what's again? So what would be the nafkamin over here? So if they we're referring to the idea that a yavama, he can be kohen to her bal korcha. So if it's nisuin oseh, finished. So that's it. He does the if he did the mimer, and therefore it's considered like nisuin even. Therefore, all he has left to do is he lives with her, and that can be even bal korcha. And if he lives in Balkorcha, that's it. It's his wife. And therefore, if he wants to divorce her, just has to give a get. That's it. He's because his mom is the wife. Or do we say, no, the Mimer is not like, it's not like Nisui, meaning there's no Chuppah yet. And therefore, if he doesn't do the Chuppah, and he just lives with her, it's not enough. If he wants to divorce her now, he still would need, a get and Chalitza as well. So that would be the Nafkamina. So Amarle Hashta lo avad b'maimer k'siv yevamo yavo aleha. So he says again, I don't understand the question. That if, let's say he wouldn't do maimer, just do regular yibum. What does it say? Yevamo yavo aleha bal korcha. He can do a bal korcha, and that's it. His wife, and he wants to, you know, leave her. He needs a get, and that's it. So avad b'maimer mi baye. So what? So. Now he did mimer first, so what, he's going to be worse? It's worse off than before? If in a classical case, he could, of Yibu, he just says Yibu, Bal Korcha, that's it, his wife finished and just needs a get. But now what, because he did mimer first, so now it's, no, now it, maybe it's only Erisin, so now he still has to do Chuppah, and if he doesn't, he just he takes her Bal Korcha, he still needs Chalitza. What was Magareya? What made things worse? Because he did Mimer. So, Amalei, Rava answered, yeah, that's not so simple. Shani Omer, Kolo Osen Mimer, B'Yavimto, Parcha Mimenu, Zikas Yavami. V'chaleha zikas erisin, therefore my. So he said, yeah, it's not so simple. It could be that, in a regular case, when he doesn't do mimer, okay, so he has the strong zika, you know, when the brother died, and now, because of this strong zika, he just, you know, does even bal korcha, and that's it. But tafka, maybe since there was mimer done, so the mimer is, because of that, parcha mimenu zikas yevamim. That mimer took away the strength of that initial zika of the yibum, and therefore v'chalaleh zikas erisin, which is weaker, and therefore yeah, einachanami. Maybe now it could be you'd still need chuppah. If you wouldn't have the mimer, you know, it's worse off. Yeah, it is worse off now that you have the mimer. Without the mimer, just einachanami, straight bal korcha. But now because they had the mimer. It weakened the initial zika and made it into this other zika's erison, that now you would perhaps, if it is erisonosin, you would need to do still the bal korcha. If you think your bal korcha is not enough to get, you would need chalitza as well. Okay, so then we're going to try to answer. Let's see Rashi for a second. We did that. So we're saying just the gabe, if he divorces her, we need the chalitza also. Rashi, okay, v'lo bay mesira l'chupa, the im ba'alel bal korcha below chuppa kani. So if it's an nisuinosin, so therefore we don't need mesir lechuppa. That if he would live with her again bal korcha below chuppa kani, ve'i by tula afuka. Therefore, if he wants to get rid of her, so begita sagira, it would be enough. Just get bal korcha de kani la. He's going there. Ve'nasas ki ishto lechol davar bebia bal korcha shein bal chuppa. You don't need it. Oh, so then we said maybe the shaila is maybe the mimer takes away the like we said the strong zika and therefore chalalav says Rashi zikas erisin, and therefore v'nisuin shal shar nashim v'im bala therefore lachar mimer b'lo chupa the lokhana, and therefore we said therefore he would need also chalitza. Okay, so now we're going to try to answer Tashma shomeres yavam bein yavam echad bein shnei yavamim. Okay, regular case, a woman is married, the husband dies, and she's a shomeres yavam. So whether she's falling to one brother, now the guy had only one brother, or whether he had two brothers, she's falling to two brothers. And we're talking about a case of nidarim, and she has nidarim on her. So we have a three-way machloekes. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Yafir. So one of them, one of these two brothers, could make for her nedarim. Rabbi Yeshua Omer le'echad v'lo l'shnayim. Now, if there was only one brother, then no problem, he can be made for, but not if there's two. neither of them could. Rabbi Akiva Omer lo le'echad. Excuse me. Rabbi Akiva Omer lo le'echad v'lo l'shnayim. Neither, right? Not even if there's only one brother, he can't. There's no hafar at all. Okay, now the Gemara clears. Ravina Ban, they asked, Bishlama Rabbi Akiva, that said nobody can do it, Kasavar ain't Zika. So therefore, Afilu Lachat, there's no Zika, there's ain't Zika. Why there's no Zika? Not one, by two, there's no Zika, so there's no connection over there. So neither of them, not even if there's one brother, there's no Zika, so he's no connection, he can't be made for Nadar. Fine. The Rabbi Yeshua, that says, with one you can be made fair, but not two, that's also understood. Lechad yesh zika, he held there is zika, so there's only one brother, good, there's zika, and he can be made fair in the darn. But litrei ain zika, because you don't know which one is the zakuk, just to say that he can do it, you know, by himself. Ela l'Rabbi Eliezer, but the problem's going to be now with Rabbi Eliezer, right? Rabbi Eliezer, he said, one or two, even with two, the husband could be made for. So now, El Rabbi Eliezer, nahi nami de kasavar yesh zika. Fine, he holds it's a zika. So if there's only one, then fine. Bishlam alachad mefer, because it's zika. Okay, good. The problem comes in now. What if there's two? Hey, there's two brothers, and how could one of them be Mayfair? Amai, how could he do so? Why? Because she's connected to both of them. So why? How could this one, do it by himself? Amar Rabbi Ami, hachba mayaskinan kegon de aved ba maimer. You have to say that it's talking about a case where two brothers, and one of them decided to do mimer and did mimer. Ube shamahidamar mimer kona kinyan gamur. Okay, which is what we're talking about now, and therefore there's a kinyan over there with that mimer, and therefore that whoever did the mimer, he, even though there's two brothers, but since one of them decides to do a mimer, he may have created this kinyan gamur, and that's why he can be made for her nedarim. Okay, we're still not finished. Iyamart bishlama nisuinosin. Okay, now back to our shayla. Now we brought all this to answer our shayla. So now, if we're going to say nisuinosin mishum hachi mefer, so I can understand that if mimer makes nisuin, so he did mimer, created this kinyan gamur, created nisuin even, so his mom is like his wife, good, so now he can mefer nedarim. Okay. Eli amart erisinosin, but if you're going to tell me that it's only erisinosin, then heki matzi mefer, how can he be mefer? Ivatna nara murasa via ubala mefiri nedareha. If it only did erison, so the mimer, so it's only like he's engaged her. Engaged her, the halakha is that he can't be made for by himself, only him and the father. Okay, but yet it said over here, he can be made. One of them can be made for one. Who's the one? The one that did the mimer, we're saying. He can be made for, but no, he can't. He needs the father. So, therefore, we see it must be Nisui Nosin. That's why he could be made for Blabai.
She didn't have a father. She was married before.
You're right. She didn't have a father. She had a father. To the first husband. Yeah. No. Why would it be I have to do it? Right here. I don't know. Right here. Oh, yeah, yeah, no. Oh, yeah, no, sorry, right. Right, no, so, right. No, no, so the word is that Einachanami, the father and has to do it, but the father can't do it because it's out of his reshus, and therefore he can't do it. That's what I mean. Einachanami, not that we need the father to do it. The father has to do it, but it's not nogeya here, right? He has nogeya, and he needs the father, but he can't because the father's not nogeya, so therefore he can't do it. He's like, no, he can't. You shouldn't. Okay. So Amar Rav Yitzchak, my Mayfair, Mayfair b'shitzvah. So he says, no, really, you could say it is Eir Sinosa. But how could he? But this is not going to be so good. So then, my Mayfair, the coin Rebbe Lazar, Mayfair b'shutfus. I'll be with the father. So I don't know. We're back to square one again.
Maybe
with the other brother. Yeah, he says here with the father. I don't know. So where are we holding now? Questions aside, where are we holding? Really it could be Erisinosa, and how could it be Erisinosa said that he can be Mayfair by himself, and that can't be with Erison. So we said, in Achanami, it's talking about that he's Mayfair with the father. Okay, let's see Rashi. Second. Okay, Yefer says Rashi. Echad mehem es nidra, so one of them can be made for the neder. Ula echad veloshnaim, shomeres yavam echad Yafer, aval bibish b'shamir, lishnei yavim, if she falls to two brothers, lo yafer, lo lezeh, lo lezeh. So Rabbi Kiva, we said, held ein zika, and therefore, did the havi kenusa, so therefore you can't be made for even one. Afilu b'chad, heka deleka el achad, v'vadai aleha ramya, v'afilu hachi ein zika. Litrei ein zika, v'lo yadina, lehe minayhu ramya. So there's no zika, because we don't know which one she belongs to. Afilu shneihem ke'achad, ein afaratan. Even they do it together, the klisha zikasan, because their zika is very weak. Okay, el litrei amai. Nehi nami de yezika. If how about with two? Even though you might say there's zika, filu the tray miu ya frush nehemi ba. Should have been that they both have to be made here. Okay, Bama said it.
Maybe the answer to this question is that there was never an nisuin.
Never nisuin. So she never left her father's house. Maybe. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Okay, so now the Gemara says, ask the following question. Ulirav Elazar. Now we're going back to yesterday. Okay, with Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar said, the Amar Maimer Lebet Shammai Eino Kone Ela Lidchos Litzara Bilvad. Okay, so that was we saw yesterday, Rabbi El. Now, it gets a little bit confusing because there's Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Elazar. We're dealing here understanding Rabbi Eliezer, and now we're bringing Rabbi Elazar. So we said Rabbi Elazar learned, we mentioned him yesterday, that he said in Beit Shammai that Maimer's Kona, but it's only Kona Lidkos Litzara Bilvad, only insofar as the Tzara. He's Doka the Tzara, don't have to worry about the Tzara. But only Legabi that, we learned yesterday. So if that's the case, am I Mayfair? How can we're saying there's the Meshutfas? How can you have this Hafara we're saying now is a Dan Meshutfas? Right? Because we said that the only Legabi to be Doka the Tzara is considered married, but not because of the other things. And therefore, how can he be Mayfair in Ender? He's not it's the only thing, he says Bilvan. As Rabbi Elazar said, I'm a marmel beitan. Eino kona ela lidcha sara bilvad. That's it. Only bitocha, not the gabi other things. And now we're saying what? That he can? How can he be made for a shutzfit? So Amalach Rabbi Elazar, he would say no. Eimar de amreyana eino kona ela lidcha sara bilvad. What do I mean when I say it's only legabe the bitocha the tzar? That's the lo sagila begita. That's only. It's not enough. If he wants to divorce her, it's that he can just give her a get. That's not enough. Ella, by nami chalitza, he also needs chalitza as well. That's what I in legabe that I meant my din. But laafin the rei amrina, I didn't mean it legabe nami. He could that legabe that it is considered a husband, and he could be made for saying with shutzfus. So really. Rabbi Elazar can go along with the Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak as well. Maybe it's only again Eretz Enosa, and how could he be Mefer? He's Mefer with Shutfus, and that which he said only Gabi the Doka Baba, that was nothing to do with Hafar Tadar. Hafar Tadar, Menachami, I agree that he can be Mefer here with Shutfus. That's one answer. The Baisem, or he could take a whole different approach. Okay, with Rabbi Elazar, Namalach Rabbi Elazar. You want to say that, yeah, really, it's Eretz and Osen, and fine, according to Rav Nachum, with the fee Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak's parish, because Mayfair is means of Beshutfus, and in Echanami, it's considered Eretz. But he says, what? Rabbi Elazar would say, what, that's so good? Miktani Yaferu? Yafer Ktani. How can you say that Yafer means that he's Beshutfus, here with the father, whatever, he's Mayfair? It doesn't say a single lashon. It says it was just a yaferu, him and the father, whatever. But it doesn't. It just says yafer. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak is not so good. Ella, I'm going to give a different shot to Rabbi Lazar. How is it that he can be made for levad? And hachav amayeskinan she'amda bedid upaskula mizonas mishalo who could rub Pinchas, and he made a Rava, Damar Pinchas, and he made a Rava, call the Deras, al das Baila, he no Deras. So what are we talking about here? That, let's say these together, she fell to these two brothers, and then one, and then she took one of them to Din, and she said, listen, you got to do something here. Either do Yibum, do Chalitza, whatever, and then that's called taking him to Din. And then they paskin that the based in paskin that one that he has to that then what happened? Then he ran away, and they paskin that he has to feed that she can be fed from his nechasi because he just took off. And the din is that Rav Pinchas Mishmeir Rava says that kol noderas al das baila he noderas. So why is it that a husband can make for the wife nedarim? Because the wife is she when she makes a neder, it's al das the one that feeds her. Okay, so in this case, since she is being fed from the husband because he ran off. And the base is fine, so now you can eat from her nechassim. So therefore, whenever she's going to be making a neder from then on, since she's already eating from his nechassim, it's al das that husband that she's eating from. Memela, that husband that she's eating from, is allowed to be made for her nedar. So Mela, that's what Rabbi Eliezer is saying we talk about. So she's falling to two, and one of them can be Mayfair. It's talking about not Lavdafka, not with Mimer. It doesn't have to come into Mimer at all. Without Mimer. That's the situation where the basic pasta she can eat from his things, and therefore she's no deras al dato, and therefore he can be made fair. And nothing to do with what we were talking about before. Okay, see Rashi. Vamarami bar Abba Girsa Garcinan Beshutvis, Hu Viavia Karusa. Together with the father, again, like an Arus. So, Lidchos Betzara. So he said, he only said, Lagabe to be Doche Betzara, that's it. Be'achos, Shnafla Lefanav, Amar Marmer Zut. That's the only one I said. Bilvad is only to be Doche, the sister that's falling doesn't have to deal with. The Losagile Begeta, Haose Maimer, Be'yavama, Uba Lotzia, Ba'ya Chalitza. I only meant it with regards to if he did Maimer Be'yavama, and then he wants to divorce her, he needs Chalitza, Uget. The Lo Amrina, the Kanusa, that it's Mamish Kalei Kanusa, and there would be enough just to get. No, he also needs Chalitza. Amalach Rabbi Elazar L'Rab Nachman Minicha Kolomar Nahi Nami De Kona. Even if you want to say she is Kona Bishlama Inesuinos Shapir, fine. If it's Nesuinos, then okay. So that's why he can be made for. But El Rab Nachman Zamar Lo Avidela Arison. If you want to tie to know, there's really only Arison Ose, and he's made for Beshutfis Minicha. Is that a good pshat? But I have Beshutfis Leika Lameimer De Yafir. The Lekalim, he can't say it. Why? The Yafir Ktani. And Yafiru mi Bayalik. It should have said Yafiru, not Yafir. So, Elach Mayaskina and Shamda Bedin. So, Lididi Yafilu below Marmer. You don't have to come on even to Marmer. Ula Ravadmi, you could say Yachar Marmer. Velo Ratza Lichnos Velo Liftor. And she brought him to Din and says, okay, now do something, Chalitza, even, and he didn't want to. Upasku Lamazonis Mishalo, Kedetani Lakaman Becholetz, Amad Bedin, Ubarach. That Ahmad Bedin, as we said, such a situation, but then he ran off, so then Nizonis Michel Yavam. So then she gets to be fed from the Yavam, the Mihashta Bailahu, because that moment considered like their husband, Valdatona Deret Almanat Shir Yirta, and therefore, since she's being fed from him, whenever she makes the neder, it's Aldato, and since she's eating from him, and once it's Aldato, so therefore he can be made for, and that would be the scenario of Rabbi Eliezer when one of them could be a Mefer.